Again, here's the two part numbers, the 33 Wi-Fi stat 43 and 43FX. The big differences between the two will be the screens on them, the capacitive touch screen being the 43, and then the fixed display, the FX version of them. So we'll kind of show you some differences between the two stats as we roll through here on there. But yeah, again, if you do have questions, go ahead and pop them into the Q&A, and we'll have plenty of time here at the end to go through them also on there. So why this stat? So again, unlike your conventional, traditional thermostat, this is a commercial thermostat on there. You can do local access, so it can stand alone, does not have to be on the Wi-Fi or anything like that. You can get these things up and running without those connections on there, but we're bringing you the Wi-Fi capabilities of it. So there is a mobile app for this and a web browser. Those are free for you, included in the cost of the thermostat on there. But we're also bringing you guys the BACnet integration capabilities of this thermostat. So it is BACnet MSTP. It is BTL listed, which is key to any BACnet device out there. We do have all the points list and everything for you to give to the integrators if they need to integrate these thermostats. So nice part about this stat is it's not only standalone, but it's also can be used for multiple units or multiple sites. So inside of the web browser or on your mobile app, you'd be able to see all these sites in one location. You can give different privilege sets to the thermostat. So there's three different levels that you'll see in the thermostat for occupants or installers or facility managers on there. Kind of a nice little setup for you on there. Couple of good applications for this thermostat: single zone, obviously constant volume units out there, rooftops, heat pumps, fan coils, unit vents, small little air handlers on there. We see lots of people using them on the mini splits out there also. That's another big one that we see on there. Does have onboard temperature and humidity. There is some remote inputs, and we'll go through the features on each of the stats as we get deeper in here. Remote inputs could be temperature, humidity, supply air temp, CO2, economizer alarm. The CO2 is available on the FX version of it, and that's a new feature that we just put in on there. Again, can be standalone, cloud, app-based, or obviously over BACnet to a third party. The apps are available on the Apple Store or the Google Play Store on there, so you can go out and get those today. Integrating into the third-party BMSs is real easy with us. BACnet MSTP today on all the devices. We do have the cloud or the points, the BACnet points list that you can provide to that user, showing you here the connectivity to the third-party BAS system. You can also look at it simultaneously on the mobile app or through the web browser. Right here, happy clicking. Couple just screenshots here for you of the thermostats, a little up more up close what you're going to see inside of them. Obviously, the capacitive touch screen, it has the color screen versus the FX version, the fixed display on them. Again, one of the questions we get all the time is, can this stat stand alone? I don't have Wi-Fi. Yes, it can. So this could be your everyday stat, and you kind of got all three flavors there. Standalone, app version of it, Wi-Fi version, or tying it to the third-party BMSs out there. Here's the app for it. It is a My Wi-Fi Stat app. Again, out on the iOS App Store or the Google Play Store. You can go out and download that today, register as a new account on there. There's a little demo on there you can play with, but this would be the app that you'd want to download. So here's the address for the website. You can log on there and obviously register again. You'd be able to see all the thermostats that you commissioned on your underneath this website. And at the end, I'll take you out and show you what it looks live. Okay. Here's a look inside of what the website looks like. You can add groups, add different stats to that group, configure the thermostats on there. But again, as you can see here, I can see, three different thermostats. If I had 100 of them, I could group those together underneath one building, one user, however you'd like to do it. This is a splash screen here, kind of just showing you, current temperatures, mode, fans, position on it, humidity, and the role that I'm actually for that specific thermostat on there. Again, I can assign these thermostats. There is three different levels. There is the facility manager, installer, and occupant app roles inside of here. Obviously, the occupant would have a less functionality to the thermostats, set points and schedules, versus an installer that has the ability to, set up the configuration on the thermostat. Some key differences between the two thermostats, and I won't go through the whole eye chart here with you on it, but some key features here. So the 43FX thermostat, three stages of cooling, four stages of heat, depending on how you configure the thermostat. Obviously, humidity control to handle the dehumidification units out there. Does include the mobile app or the cloud or the web browser on there. They are backed on MSTP. There is different inputs and outputs that there is some configuration to the thermostat. Obviously has local scheduling, smart recovery, no cloud access fee for this, so it is included in the thermostat on it. One of the other key features is if you do have them connected to the Wi-Fi, that we can actually send auto software updates to it. So the FX stat just went through a revision on it. We actually enabled CO2 capabilities with it. Any of the thermostats, any of the FX thermostats that were connected to the Wi-Fi, we were able to update the software inside of it and give that thermostat that capability. So we're always building on these thermostats and adding new features. So we did not charge for that on that side of things, but you'll be able to get that as long as they are connected to the Wi-Fi. Big differences between the two thermostats. The FX version of thermostat can actually do remote humidity or CO2, whereas the 4.3 version of it is just remote temperature today. So on it. Anything you want to add there, Dom? Nope. Couple of the remote inputs here. Again, back then MSTP all the way up to 115 to KBAUD on there. So remote space temperature, you can use that as you can use the onboard one too. You can average them. Outdoor air temperature, occupancy input, default input for your economizer is a big used one on this sides of things to comply. Supply air temp on there. And again, on the FX version, you can do remote humidity or CO2 with it. Some of the configurable outputs on this thing, right, economizer enable, humidify, dehumidification, third stage of cooling, and obviously reversing valve for the heat pump sides of things. So as you can see, this is a backplate for a 4.3. Everything's labeled here for you. These are push on, push in type of wire connections for it, so no screwdriver needed on there. The S1, S2 is for your remote remote temperature input on there, and then the A and B would be your communication. We do have all the documentation available for you, the installation documents and the product data sheets for you. Selena, do you want to say where they can find that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in the process of loading this on HVAC Partners now. It will likely be unbranded, just as you see here, just because it takes longer to brand it for a Comfort Maker file to start. But we're still looking at that. The goal is to get you this product ready as quickly as possible so you have it as a resource. You can look for that on HVAC Partners, this version here, sometime next week.
Great. Couple more things here. We will release this slide set for you. Selena will have it and be able to post it for you. Inside of there, I did put the links out to the apps on the Apple Store and also on the Google Play Store, so you can just click on the link and go get your apps. You can surely shirt through whichever flavor you'd like on that sides of it. So again, here's the two part numbers. They are available on SAP today for you, ready to ship today on that sides of it. So remember the two part numbers there. So last thing I got for you is just kind of after installation, remember this over the air software upgrades. Again, we're constantly, adding things to this line of thermostats on there. As long as the thermostat is connected to the Wi-Fi to the cloud, then we're able to give those updates to it. And if there's a bug or something along those lines, that's how we actually do the software upgrades too on it. So one other key feature with it is you do have the ability to get alerts from these thermostats. You can either have them text out with the SMS or via email. So low temp, high temp or high humidity type of stuff would actually be emailed out to you on there. So standard SAP policies as far as warranty, you'll still claim these back through ServiceBench. And obviously any of the tech support would be through your normal channel. And we're always here to help those guys out on it. So, but yeah, so that's the high level of the device on there. We can
Great.
take questions, or Dom, you got anything you want to add? Oh.
I do. We have a question in the Q&A, and then a few just a few additional comments from the notes. So, just to recap, something that Shane had mentioned, the cost of the cloud is included with the stat. Pretty important component. So you buy the stat, you have access to the cloud and the app. All the stat can operate standalone and be perfectly set up and started standalone. So construction site, new construction site, no Wi-Fi, no backnet. Start it, set it up, let it run. Because it has backnet and Wi-Fi, we often get questioned about the stat. Can you, if you turn on Wi-Fi, does that mean no backnet? Or you turn on backnet, does that mean no Wi-Fi? No, you can actually operate all three at the same time, and the way it works is last write wins. So if the BACnet BMS system writes a set point, that's the last write. So that's the set point. If somebody locally walks up to the stat and changes it, that would be the last write. So now that controls the set point. You can locally lock the interface at the stat if you have remote access via Wi-Fi and or BACnet. But again, you can operate all three at the same time, which is a pretty cool flexibility. We had a question earlier on earlier's webinar about the different user levels. There are three user levels, and the way this would work, your contractor installs it, your contractor sets it up. Whomever sets it up initially with the Wi-Fi connection is listed as the installer. They would then share it with the owner, and we would recommend them share it with the owner as either the facility manager, facility operator, or as an installer level password. The big difference, again, with three different levels of access, installer has full access for configuration, Wi-Fi adjustments. The facility manager can adjust any of the settings within the stat for operational characteristics. And then the operator, or, I'm sorry, the occupant level has limited access, like set point and occupancy only. So those are the three levels. And then another note on this, Title 24 compliance, IECC compliance with that, that means you have to hardwire the economizer alarm back to one of the inputs on the stat, but it will display that alarm on the stat itself. Title 24 is a California requirement. One of the components of Title 24 is OpenADR compliance, and it does support OpenADR through an added service that is built into the stat. And so OpenADR is something we're seeing outside of California as well. So now moving over to the questions, and then another comment I had about the levels. I'll just state that before we move into the question. So the last thing is, this is a commercial thermostat and the interface is commercial. That means that the scheduling is commercial, right? It's occupied or unoccupied versus home and away. And that's a pretty significant, I'd say, benefit when you're selling it to a commercial customer. They understand that it wasn't a residential stat sold and or misapplied in a commercial space. It in the interface, and Shane, I think showed a few images of this, and maybe can show a demo of this later. But they're as you add stats, they all display in your single access point. So as your share as stats are shared with your account, or as you add stats to your account, they all show up in your list. in under the all system list, and then you can create individual groups. So if you have a customer with one building with 10 thermostats, they all show up in a list. If you had the customer with two buildings and five thermostats in each, they could create a group for building one, a group for building two, and easily quickly view the ones that matter to them. You can copy and paste standard settings from stat to stat. So these are all baseline features, which make this a very friendly stat for a commercial customer. Now, just jumping into the Q&A session, unless Shane, you had anything you wanted to add
No,
here.
can you see the interface now? So,
Yes,
okay.
thank you. Yeah, and it sharing the settings from one stat to the next is actually very easy. When you know once you've set up a single stat, you can basically this is actually how you share the thermostats with another user. You simply add their email address, and then it'll show you a list of all the thermostats that you have available. Now, Shane is not the owner of any of these stats, so because they were shared with him, he doesn't have the ability to reshare them, it looks like.
Yeah, right. I'm not the owner of any of them. So yeah, that's just these are some of our test stats. So yeah.
Okay. If you click the three dots next to the name of the stat, the ACC. Yep, you can copy settings here very easily. If you click copy settings, this is super easy. Once you set it up, you can determine what settings you want to copy. And then when you hit next, it gives you a list of the stats available that you could copy it to. So very, very easy to use. And again, very easy to share stat settings. So you don't necessarily have to, you know, set your occupancy and your set points up over and over. Okay, and so let's dive into some of the questions. First question, is the CO2 monitoring to drive minimum outside air, or can it be a continuous CO2 monitoring with alarm for classrooms? I'll let you answer related to the outside air. Shane, actually, Shane, do you want to just answer that question? How
Yeah,
we're using the CO2?
give me the question again, so I didn't see it. I don't see it here.
So, question is CO2 monitoring to drive minimum outside air, or can it be continuous CO2 monitoring with alarm for classrooms?
So we're not controlling the economizer other than enabling it and monitoring the alarm. So I can't drive the minimum outside air for you on the device. We have no control of that, of the economizer. So what it will do in the app is it actually will monitor CO2 and give you 30 days, which is complies with the Title 24 sides of things on there. So that, and it will alarm on levels. High low CO2 level or high levels of CO2. So, if you do reach those, so that you can go back and track that for the 30 days on there to comply with the Title 24. That answer?
Yes, yeah, that I think that answers. And yeah, just to recap to what Shane said there, it's that CO2 feature does comply with that Title 24 requirement for classroom display of CO2 trending and alarming in the space for classrooms. Okay, so next question, what is the preferred BMS for compatibility? And then the question expands to iView question mark. So it's not a matter of preferred. This is a BACnet MSTP communicating thermostat. So what is BACnet MSTP if you're not familiar? MSTP stands is a transport method of BACnet, and it is the most standard or most common method of communication for BACnet. You guys may have heard of BACnet IP, BACnet over ARPNet, BACnet MSTP. So MSTP is an RS-485 communicating bus, which is three wires that travel from controller to controller. I would say that every BMS that I've ever worked with had the capability, every BACnet BMS system I've ever worked with had the capability of communicating and integrating to a BACnet MSTP device when they had third-party integration capability. So any BACnet MSTP communicating front end that has the ability to integrate BACnet MSTP data will have the capability of this. iVIEW definitely does. So does Tritium, and many others that are on the marketplace. So, as Shane had mentioned in our literature, as you'll see when it's released or posted to HVAC Partners next week, you will actually have the entire list of available BACnet points, along with whether they're readable or and or writable. And so it's a very integratable thermostat. Okay, next question. With this thermostat, do we still need a card in the unit to make it communicate on BACnet? Let's say we have a school with train units on BACnet network. Can we just add this in? Okay, so this is a thermostat that connects to any rooftop or any air source unit that will allow a thermostatic or electromechanical control. So if you can control a rooftop unit or an air source with Y1, Y2 for cooling, W1, W2 for heating, G for the fan terminal, this thermostat will work. And in that case, if that air source doesn't require anything, any type of a card to connect to a thermostat, you're all set. This thermostat will provide direct connection, hardwired connection, and electromechanical control of that equipment. And then this thermostat has BACnet communication built into it. So the BACnet communication wires will go down the wall to the thermostat, not up to the roof at the rooftop level. Okay. If you have a unit, a competitor's unit on your roof, you had mentioned train in this question. If the train unit is an electromechanical unit, you can control this with it as long as the number of stages of heating and cooling align from what this thermostat can perform to what that unit requires. If that rooftop unit has the ability to have a BACnet communicating card connected to it, whether or not you have to add the card is really going to be based on the customer's requirements. And I'll give you an example. If the rooftop has certain information in it, like compressor refrigerant pressures, and the customer requires that data, then the card would be required in that case because we can't get that data into the thermostat. Okay. But if the customer simply said, I want a BACnet, I want the ability to adjust my settings and and visibly see my system's operation via BACnet, this stat will meet that need. And so I'd say the vast majority of building owners, this will meet the need, especially in a light commercial application. This will meet the need. I very rarely have seen an owner, unless it's a facility manager that has a very specific need or desire for BACnet data out of equipment. I've not seen very many owners that specify a lot more than basic control of their equipment via BACnet. So hopefully that answered the question. Let's see. So far, that's all I have for questions in the Q&A and the chat. It looks like there was one question about documentation, and Selena answered that. Will be posted next week, early next week.
Yeah, just a couple of other things on the web interface. You know, here's what the web interface kind of looks like, and this is kind of what you'd see on the thermostats too. Obviously, be able to change set points. You know, with the roller bars here, override occupancy. You can see the mode that you're in right now. It is connected to the Wi-Fi. It's in cooling right at the moment on there, and then obviously the modes I can switch between these on there. So there is some setup to do. And then on the thermostat, you know, these are all your set points, occupied, unoccupied. As Dom said, you know, it is a commercial application. How do I want my fan to run during those modes? The humidity, this one doesn't have it hooked up right now. That's why. Here's my programming. And obviously some settings inside of here so I can set up who I want it to get emailed to. I can even put in my phone number so that when the customer goes to it, who do they call on that side of things. And then if there is any alerts or alarms in the system, you can actually see those here. So.
And something, you highlighted that the fan, operational characteristics and the option to set it unoccupied versus occupied. For those on the call, if you're not familiar, most codes require that a commercial space, the fan runs in the occupied mode, it has to be on, not in auto mode. That's for ventilation requirements. So that is a very big difference between a residential stat and a commercial stat. So something else to keep in mind.
And you will notice the outside air temperature and this banner coming across the top of all the different devices hooked up to it. So that outside air temperature is coming from the cloud. So there isn't one physically connected to these. So you can either connect one or you can grab that information from the cloud. If I had other sensors hooked up to here, like supply air temp or humidity or CO2, you'll actually see those come across the cloud or across the banner.
Okay, well, that's all we have for questions.
I have a question someone just emailed me. They asked, is this compatible with any sites that have LongWorks, Modbus, or CANX as a protocol?
So
I'll
the
give it
answer
down.
to that question, yeah, the answer to that question would be it's only compatible if that same system is capable of integrating BACnet. So there are multiple, or there are a variety of open protocols and proprietary protocols in the BACnet or building automation space. BACnet is building automation controls network defined and established by ASHRAE. LON was an open protocol and still it's still out there, but not really growing. That's owned. It's an open protocol, but it's an owned open protocol. So it's owned by Echelon, I believe. Modbus is an open protocol, but that is more often found in manufacturing facilities for the manufacturing equipment. And so a lot of HVAC systems will support Modbus for integration in those platforms. KNX is something. We're seeing it's more of an international, I'd say, coming over from, I think it was Europe. We're starting to see a little bit. But so no, this only communicates BACnet MSTP or Wi-Fi to the cloud. And the Wi-Fi to the cloud is specifically to our cloud portal and app, mobile app. The BACnet MSTP communication is, and think about all these protocols as languages, right? So BACnet is a language, Modbus a language. You can't just put a BACnet device on a Modbus network because it would basically be like putting a English speaking person and Spanish speaking person next to each other. They won't be able to communicate without a translator. So this would require some type of a translator as well, a translator to take data from BACnet to Modbus and vice versa.
I've got one more question emailed to me. It says, what, if any, security steps should be taken since this is a Wi-Fi stat to ensure there's no hacking into the system?
Yeah, so
So
that's a, yeah, go ahead.
We do have all the security docs for you. Obviously it is Wi-Fi, like you said. So on that device there. So on there. So we do have all the documentation too that we'll put out there for you about our security measures on that sides of things. So you'll be able to present that to a customer and say, hey, here's our security, being on the Wi-Fi sides of things.
All right, thank you. Anybody else have any questions? Again, we had an earlier session this morning. That short session without the Q&A will be loaded on HVAC Partners. This session with the Q&A will also be loaded. The longer session will be loading all the literature next week onto HVAC Partners. Any other questions for Shane or Dom before we let them go? They are our controls experts based out of Syracuse. We appreciate their time. So if you have any questions before we conclude, let's go ahead and ask them now.
One more just popped in. So this does not take the place of the BACnet interface card requirement that we find on prints. The answer to that is going to depend on what the customer, what the engineer is looking for. So it could. Typically they'll specify a BACnet card because they know that there's a BACnet card available for a unit to communicate BACnet directly out of the unit. But quite often we find that that's just copied and pasted from the last specification. So they're really the engineer is typically relying on you to figure out what it's going to take to make the equipment communicate via BACnet. So in those cases, I would recommend if they are specifying that they want a BACnet interface card for the equipment, I would recommend you reach out, send an RFI back to the engineer trying to understand the request, because the request is likely more around they want the equipment to communicate to the BMS for the reason of control and data, which we could meet. But if they are specifically saying they want equipment data out of the equipment and the equipment is capable of providing that data, then this will not replace a communication card in the unit. That hopefully that answers that question.
All right, Adam, thank you for your question. Everyone, thank you for your questions today. We're so happy we can present this solution to you at a competitive price point. Again, literature will be posted to partners along with these recorded sessions. If you have any questions, please reach out. I'll be happy to speak to the controls group. Again, thank you everyone for joining, and everyone, have a great day.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.